I was excited about today and just the opportunity to share the good news with everybody and especially the people who are from our church and also our guests, our friends who are with us today, whether you're from Greenbrier or found us out about us online, that we just want to share the good news that we believe Jesus has for all people, whether you've grown up in church, whether you've never stepped foot in a church before, that we believe that God has good news that he wants you to hear. And when we talk about good news, I want to illustrate. We're having a big ice cream sundae. That's maybe why some of you came today. But I want to illustrate the good news that God has today with an ice cream sundae. And when we talk about good news, a lot of people like to start talking about good news. When they hear about Christians talking about good news, they'll assume that maybe everything starts with heaven. And you know, that's a decent place to start. And so I have these bananas here. And these bananas are this golden yellow color, right? And lots of people, you know, even if you don't come to church, you've heard heaven is like this place where the streets are paved with gold. So to kind of remember that as I drop my bananas. I have these two bananas to illustrate heaven. But really, really what I want us to remember is that the good news doesn't necessarily start with heaven. It starts with God, whose throne is in heaven. It starts with the God of the universe, the God who created heaven and earth. This God who created not just heaven but earth, he is a good God. He is a good God. He is a God of love, a God of truth, a God of justice. He is the God who created everything that exists. And I think it's good to note that when we talk about God creating everything that exists, the Bible tells us that God created things that are good. That are good. And you know what? God created you and he created me. And the Bible says that when God created you, in Genesis 1:31, God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. It was very good. And actually, permit me, I'm going to actually kind of read out of two different versions. On the screen behind me, I'm going to have the ESV, which we normally preach out of here at Hope Chapel. But for the kids, I'm going to read from the easy-to-read version. It has some words that are maybe a little bit easier to understand for kids. But Genesis 1:31 in the easy-to-read version says, God looked at everything he had made and saw that everything was very good. Boys and girls, know that you are very good. God does not make junk. If you're ever worried or concerned of am I worthy to be loved? Am I good or not? God created you, the Bible says, in his image, and he made you good. And to illustrate the goodness of God's creation, the goodness that is you and me, I have some nice white vanilla ice cream. I'm gonna find my ice cream scoop. I probably should have had. Maybe, Amy, would you mind being my Vanna White and hand me things? So I have this nice, huge scoop of vanilla ice cream. So that represents you and me. That's a big scoop of vanilla ice cream, huh? That God doesn't make junk. The Bible says you and I, we're good. We're created in his image. We are created in the image and likeness of God, that we have the ability to love like God loves. We have the ability to be good like God is good. But you know what the Bible also tells us? The Bible tells us that you and I, we don't always choose to be good. It says that from the very beginning, from the first man and first woman, all the way to us, that we have chosen to do what's called sin. And sin, quite simply, is the bad stuff that we do. It's the mistakes that we make. It's the things that we choose to do, even though we know maybe it's going to hurt other people or hurt even ourselves. And so sin is often illustrated with just the color of dirtiness. And so even though chocolate ice cream isn't really dirty, just it's brown like dirt is. So I have this big scoop of chocolate ice cream. And the thing about sin, if I can get it out of this bowl, the thing about sin is it separates us from God, because God is completely holy. God is completely good, and in his presence, there can be no sin. There can be no evil. There can be no bad stuff in God's presence, because God is completely good. And so God loved us. He wanted to have a relationship with us, but there was this problem. There was this separation between us and God because of sin because of the dirtiness that was in us. And God created us good, but we chose to do bad. We made ourselves dirty, and so we were separated from God. And the Bible tells us that on our own, you know, every single one of us are like this. Romans 3:23 says, "For that." Let me read it in the kids' version. It says, "For all have sinned and are not good enough to share in God's divine greatness." That all have sinned and we're not good enough to share in who God is because God is perfect. But you know what? Even though that we make mistakes, even though that we are dirty at times and do things that are bad, God still loves us. God still loves you. Let me tell you, boys and girls, let me tell you, adults, I do not care what mistakes you have made. God loves you. I do not care how far you have run from God. God loves you. I do not care how many times you've made the mistake that you think God can't love me because I keep screwing up, keep screwing up, keep screwing up. God still loves you. He will always love you. You are his child. He created you. He loves you no matter what. And so even though you're separated from him, God developed a plan of how you could have a relationship with him again. And his plan was the person of Jesus. That God the Son became human. He took on human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. He lived among us to show us who God is, God's will for our lives. And ultimately, while we deserve punishment for the wrong things that we do, Jesus took the punishment that we deserve upon himself. He died on the cross for our sins. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:2, it says, "Jesus is the way our sins are taken away, and he is the way all people can have their sins taken away too." That when Jesus died on the cross, he took away our sins. He took the punishment that we deserve. He healed us. He cleansed us. And so to illustrate the Jesus' death on the cross, I have this big scoop of strawberry ice cream. I might get my hands a little messy there. This big old scoop of strawberry ice cream. That Jesus' death on the cross, it paid the penalty for our sins. The punishment that we deserve, he took upon himself so that we wouldn't have to be punished, so that we could be forgiven and brought into right relationship with God, with Jesus. Now, boys and girls, I know you might be thinking, that's a great story, but what do I do about it? How do I have a relationship with Jesus? You've told me that God loves me, that God wants me to take care of me, that God wants to help me through the hard times and the bad things that happen in my life. God wants to love me no matter what. Well, how do I accept his love? How do I have that relationship with Jesus? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's really quite simple. It starts with, can I have the chocolate syrup? We have the chocolate syrup in there, right? No? Oh, man. You know what? Something like that's always going to happen. Well, it starts with just admitting to Jesus, you know what, that we make mistakes, that we're sinful. And I had some chocolate syrup, and I must have put it someplace. But I would put chocolate syrup all over this ice cream sundae just to say that, you know what, we all make mistakes. We all do things that are bad. We all sin, and we mess up. But we ask Jesus for forgiveness, not just that, but we ask Jesus to be our king. And what color is a crown? It's gold. It's like this caramel sauce. That we say, Jesus, will you be my king? Will you rule in my life? Jesus, when I do things my own way, I make mistakes. But I wanna live for you. I wanna do things your way. I wanna live like you are my king so that you can take care of me as my king. And when we do that, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what is right. He always does what is right. Romans 10:9 also says, if you openly say Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so when we're willing to admit to Jesus that, Jesus, we've sinned, we've made mistakes, would you be my king? When we do this, he does something for us. He forgives us, and he makes us clean. I started to read 1 John 1:9 a second ago. Let me read the entire verse. 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what is right, and he will make us clean from all things that we have done. He will make us white as snow. He will make us clean. That just like that whipped cream is white, that's how Jesus sees you, even though you know that you've made lots of mistakes. God doesn't see you for the mistakes that you've made. He sees you for the goodness that is in Jesus. And Jesus is perfectly good. And that's how God accepts you. It's based on Jesus and his sacrifice. we'll get some chocolate. That's our sins that Jesus covered. And you know what, when we do that, Jesus accepts us. He accepts us. He accepts us as his children, and he says that he will have an eternal relationship with us. Romans 6:23, it tells us, it says, when people sin, they earn what sin pays, which is death. But God gives his people a free gift, eternal life in Christ Jesus. Not just eternal life, but eternal life in Christ Jesus. Eternal life in a relationship with Jesus as your Savior and as your King. An eternal life living in Jesus' love, knowing that Jesus loves you and is going to be there for you no matter what. And so we have these red cherries just to represent the relationship that we can have with Jesus as he will love us no matter what. And so this morning, we just want to close our service by just talking to everyone in the room. Some of you know Jesus and you've known Jesus for a long time. Some of you maybe don't know Jesus and you'd like to meet him. Some of you, maybe you knew Jesus for a while, but you haven't been living for him lately, and you might want to recommit your life to Jesus. So this morning, to close, I just want to invite Pastor Japheth and the worship team to come. We want to close in singing one more song to Jesus together, but during this song, I just want to invite you that if you don't know Jesus, or maybe if you want to recommit your life to Jesus, we want to pray with you this morning. We want to pray that Jesus would forgive you of your sins, that he'd make you white as snow, that he would be your King and your Savior, and that you would be able to have an eternal relationship with him. So if you would stand with me this morning, I'm going to pray, and after I pray, I'm going to have, if the members of the pastoral staff who aren't already up on stage, and the members of the elder board, if you would come, we just want to pray with any kids and any adults who just want to give their hearts to Jesus. We want to pray with you this morning during this song. So let's pray together this morning. Jesus, we thank you for the good news. The good news that you have for our kids. The good news that you have for people around the world. And the good news that you have for every single person in this room. The good news that we don't have to be good enough to have a relationship with you. We can never be good enough on our own. The good news that you are good enough for us. That you forgive us of whatever bad things we do. You make us clean when we're willing to say we're sorry. When we're willing to live for you as our King and as our Savior. We thank you for that good news, Jesus, that you, when we do that, you forgive us. You make us white as snow, white as whipped cream. And that you give us an eternal relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We pray that you would be lifted high in our lives. It's in your name that we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.